ask Miriam and Dennis what the hell just happened. Thank fuck that I don't. A centipede slithers by, the same hot pink as the streaks in Miriam's hair. Glowing. Big as a car. My eyes go wide and I scramble back, digging my way through the dirt until my spine slams into the witch's tree. I crane my neck for a better view, and if I hadn't dug my teeth into my lower lip, I would have screamed. The stump is no longer a stump. It's a tree that disappears into the darkness of the woods, its canopy impossibly thick and sky high. Blood taints my tongue as I force myself to relax, scanning the perfect darkness of the woods for my friends. Nobody here but me. Dense fog rolls in, stirred by the passage of the centipede. It scuttles through the brush on a thousand pink legs, twining between the trunks of colossal trees. It worked? I'm in the witchwoods? I grab my camera and stand up, checking the screen. It's black. Won't turn on. I look up and find a purple fox watching me from the brush. It stands and slinks away, rustling the dense foliage. Leaves with faces dance across the tree limbs, pointing twiggy arms at me.
"He can hear you now,"
they cry, their voices like the howl of the wind through the woods. I have a bad feeling about this. A really bad feeling. Miriam and Dennis will come through soon, and that's it. We're walking straight out. Leaving. I'm not staying in this place, wherever it is, any longer than necessary. Time passes. A lot of time passes. I have no way of knowing how much, but enough that I realize neither of my friends is going to follow me. That my girlfriend isn't going to follow me. This was all Miriam's idea in the first place, I think, with a scoff. I only agreed because I knew Dennis wouldn't do it without me. I start walking, pissed off and cranky. If I make it back to the sidewalk, I'll be able to escape. Game over. Everybody knows the legend of the Witchwoods. Fucking everybody. You get to the street and you're safe. I will get to the street. I'm already thinking about what I'll say to Miriam and Dennis when something swings down in front of my face. It's a girl clinging to a branch with skeletal arms and articulated fingers. She has no eyes and a mouth that's too wide. Her legs are bent at the knee, bare feet kicking playfully. What the fuck is that? A ghost? She drops to the ground and walks a slow circle around me, hunting, stalking. All the sounds I want to make, I swallow them down, choke on them. I've had more than enough of these woods. The dancing leaves start to cry and I take off running. The hit comes out of nowhere. Absolutely out of nowhere. I'm sprinting, and then I'm on the ground, a riot of pain and confusion. Something ran right into me, bulldozed me. That's the second time I have the thought. Fate sits in a forgotten corner. Fate is all the warnings you know you should heed but don't. Fate is ignoring instinct. I turn onto my side, nursing a broken rib and bleeding from the mouth. When I look up, I find the cool blue eyes of a monster. A pointed hat towers over its head and an eerie shadow breaks the dark in half behind it, a pair of split tails on either side. I'm looking at hell right now. That's what I'm doing. This is what hell looks like. A metal mask swings from the lower half of the monster's face as it smiles at me. As he smiles at me. "You all right?" he whispers, and his voice, it's strange and eerie in the dark of this forest, a place on the other side of some arcane gate, as old as time and somewhere that human beings should never tread. I edge away from the guy, and then I turn and shove up to my feet. My footsteps are loud, but that's fine. I'll never be able to sneak away from a predator like that. I can run, though. I can make it to the border of the Witchwoods without speaking, and it'll all be fine. There's probably a reason that few people ever claim to have survived this place. Because you don't. You don't, and I realize that a split second before he slams into me again. Not a monster, but a man. I'm getting the shit kicked out of me by some dude in a witch hat. He hits me in the mouth so hard that my brain breaks.